Early this month, the Obama administration released the third U.S. National Climate Assessment. It calls for urgent action to protect the planet from climate change. Now, 24 Great Lakes scientists and policymakers are adding their voice to the chorus. Some are based in Milwaukee. We learned the scientists are clearly sounding an alarm, but also handing the country a blueprint. It's called the Great Lakes Restoration and Climate Change Report. Jenny Kale says climate change could wield a crippling blow to the Great Lakes region. Kale directs the Center for Water Policy at UWM School of Freshwater Sciences.
We're jeopardizing our capacity to produce agriculture in the same way, our capacity to produce energy in the same way, and our capacity to maintain the quality of life that we currently have in the Great Lakes system.
Kale says, take agriculture. Growing seasons are extending. That seems like a positive. But she says farmers will need to use more water and fertilizers, then add extreme fluctuating weather patterns, and entire harvests could be destroyed.
There's a lot of discussion of crops being damaged through drought in the Great Lakes region, and a lot of that is not currently linked with climate change.
Kale wants to solidify the link between drought and flooding and climate change and found an unexpected opportunity. Just months ago, she was wading through a federal evaluation of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It started funding projects to repair damage to the lakes in 2010. Kale discovered that until now, grantees did not have to factor climate change into their plans.
And their renewal of the funding for the 2015-2019 span is about $1.3 billion federal fund that comes into the Great Lakes specifically for restoration projects, and the EPA manages most of that.
Future grantees will be required to build climate change resiliency into their proposals, but Kale decided to seize the moment. Why not combine the knowledge of policymakers and Great Lakes researchers to create a go-to handbook for climate change planning? The water policy scholar organized a three-day summit at the Johnson Foundation at Wingspread in Racine.
I think the reason we were able to pull such a phenomenal group together on such short notice is because they all have a strong sense of how urgent the need to address climate change in the Great Lakes really is.
Summits may not always be synonymous with action, but Kale says this one was. Those who huddled agreed on four areas of concern and strategies to address them.
So that we are able to address crises when they emerge, so droughts, floods, a variety of other variations that we're going to have to deal with.
I think we came up with some good ideas. The real challenge, of course, is going out and making it happen.
David Ulrich is the executive director of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. It's made up of leaders from 113 U.S. and Canadian cities. Ulrich says the report that emerged from Wingspread, called Great Lakes Restoration and Climate Change, stresses the need to reduce greenhouse gases. He says that means agreeing on comprehensive policies about how we generate and use energy.
And we need to be looking at it from beginning to end, from extraction to transportation to refinement to consumption. We can't do that as individual cities. We need much stronger pushing at the state, provincial, and federal levels on getting these carbon emissions down.
The Great Lakes must be approached as one watershed, according to Val Klump. He's senior scientist with UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences and has been studying the Great Lakes biogeochemistry for decades. Klump took part in the Wingspread Summit. He says the region must control pollution heading into the lakes.
It's a thorny issue. But at some point, we've got to get to where we don't degrade the water at all. In other words, we've got to get to a zero discharge. The water that we put back is as good a quality or better quality than the water we take out. We don't do that now.
Klump says another thorny issue is funding. Change will be expensive.
The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative has got to be changed from an initiative to something sustainable. Initiative means a one-shot deal, and this one-shot deal isn't enough in the Great Lakes. I mean, the estimate for making the system sustainable and improving water quality is in the order of tens of billions of dollars.
Klump's funding stream advice, not to mention the existence of climate change, will face certain opposition. Just last week, a conservative think tank, the National Center for Public Policy Research, issued the top 10 reasons Congress should ignore advice to pass major legislation to combat climate change. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.